20 years ago, scientists cloned a sheep named Dolly using a technique called nuclear transfer. Now they've done it with monkeys. Researchers in China reported yesterday that they've created two long-tailed macaques from fetal cells grown in a petri dish. That success means we are closer to cloning humans than ever before. What are the ethical questions here? For perspective, we turn to Dina Fine-Marin, editor of Health and Science at the Scientific American. You can link to her piece, headlined First Primate Clones Produced Using the Dolly Method. That's at our website, onpointradio.org. Dina, welcome to the program. Nice to have you.
Hi, Jane.
So tell us exactly what's happened in China. What did scientists do?
Yeah, so for the first time, scientists in China were able to use this cloning technique that was used on Dolly more than 20 years ago. It's called somatic cell nuclear transfer, and it essentially involves swapping the nucleus of a donor cell into a fertilized egg that has been purged of all its own DNA, and that egg will then contain an exact copy of the donor's genome. Then if that's implanted into a surrogate mother, the eventual offspring will be a clone, and that's what happened with these two macaque monkeys.
So do scientists believe this will be easy to replicate? Was this sort of a fluke that it happened, that it worked out?
So that's a great question. Actually, their success was really minimal this time around, so there's still a lot of room for improvement, which means that though they tried to do this more than 100 times, there were only these two successes. So with that extremely low success rate, that means human cloning, for one thing, is definitely not around the corner.
Okay, because why? Tell us more about that.
Sure. So first off, they were only successful with this technique when they used fetal cells, that's cells from aborted fetuses. So we aren't at a time where we could take a person's cells, which would officially be called adult cells, and successfully reprogram them to make a clone. The Chinese scientists tried to use adult cells with no success. Also, as I mentioned, the success rate with these macaque monkeys were still extremely, extremely low. So ethicists and scientists alike wouldn't want to make that hazardous try with humans at this point.
So tell us how this compares, what scientists have done in China. How does that compare to what scientists did with Dolly the sheep 20 years ago? What's the difference?
So since Dolly, scientists have managed to do the same thing with more than 20 different species, including pigs, for example, on top of sheep. But when researchers tried using the same approach on monkeys, they managed to produce fetuses, but no pregnancy actually was able to lead to a healthy newborn. Every pregnancy ended after about 80 days. The main obstacle, the Chinese researchers wrote, was likely that the transferred nuclei didn't contain proper instructions to support embryonic development. So this time around, the Chinese team deployed two critical enzymes that managed to scrub the epigenetic memory of being somatic cells, meaning the cells that make up tissues and organs. And that allowed, they think, this pregnancy to proceed to term and lead to these two healthy clones.
Mm. So the United States is actually moving away from the use of primates in medical research. I'm just curious how U.S. researchers are reacting to what scientists in China have done. Would this ever happen in the United States? Could we do it?
That's a great question. As far as whether or not we could do it, again, only this one team has managed to do this so far, so whether or not other research teams will be able to follow these same instructions remains unclear. But researchers I spoke with were really excited about this breakthrough. In particular, they were wondering if they could create large colonies of monkeys that they could test human diseases on. So, for example, if you have a population of primates that are all genetically identical, that could be a really great model to study human disease. Things like, how do environmental factors affect cancer, or how do people who have a specific genetic mutation react to a certain drug. Obviously, that seems really appealing to do, but as you mentioned, there has been a big move in the U.S. and Europe and elsewhere to move away from primate research due to ethical concerns about experimenting on our close genetic relatives. And in the United States, U.S. government biomedical research on chimpanzees is effectively over. All lab chimps are being slowly retired. So when you talk about this area of research against the backdrop of this hesitant to work with primates, that will have to be an ongoing discussion.
I'm looking at these two little monkeys, these little cloned monkeys in the incubator picture here in China. What was the motivation for a Chinese scientist? Just the fact that they could do this, or what do they hope to learn from these monkeys now that they're here?
The scientists were not thinking anything about human clones. They were thinking about what I was discussing, namely models for human disease, whether or not that could be an important approach going forward. And in particular, they were excited about the chances of coupling this new breakthrough with gene editing techniques called CRISPR. In particular, they're wondering if for future research on specific genetic mutations, this could really be, you know, a sort of Goldilocks opportunity. Although researchers have managed to clone non-human primates in the past couple of decades, they had to use other techniques, including a similar nuclear transfer method, but that relied on embryonic stem cells instead of somatic cells. And somatic cells will be much easier to program way earlier on, and as a result, if you try to edit those genes, all the edited genes will be the same. You won't have issues that researchers are concerned about some of them being slightly different than the other ones, a phenomenon called mosaicism.
So just to reiterate in our last 30 seconds here, I mean, this is the first primate ever cloned. You think about that. I mean, give us the significance of that moment from a scientific perspective in about 20 seconds.
Yeah, so it's the first time they've ever been cloned with this approach, not cloned at all.
Yep.
But the exciting thing about that is it opens up a whole new field of research going forward. And if we want to get some answers that have previously been intractable about human disease, this could be the way. Mm.